I hope you received one of the inserts of those words and you'll carry those with you this week. What beautiful message for us. Thank you. Pray with me. Into these moments we seek your Spirit. Descend and enrich our hearts once more. Ready us to be your light in a darkened world. And where there is darkness in us, shine, Lord Jesus, shine. We pray it all in the Master's most beautiful name. Amen. The prayer of the psalmist seemed to be quite appropriate in the midst of this Martin Luther King Jr. weekend. In a world that still is fractured by class or race or creed or understanding, there seems to be, out of the psalmist's desire, a prayer on our hearts this morning that we might know the Lord who searches us and knows us all. The psalmist prayed a prayer that for Elizabeth and I was very precious and dear, as it was recorded on the front cover of our baptismal announcement of our first son. You knit me together in my mother's womb. What a powerful image for you and me to understand how we're formed and made into God's image. Not just our children, but all God's children. The psalmist prays a prayer that might make us mindful of some of the little details known in our conception and in God's knitting work. Did you recognize that a newborn heartbeat begins 22 days after conception? For many people, they don't even know they're pregnant until the first month or two, but the heart is already beating. Do you know that by week 4, the child is 10,000 times larger than the fertilized egg? If that's not an explosive image of God's creative power, we miss the marvel of life. You recognize that by week 6, brain waves are detectable and fingernails are forming and mouth and lips are present. Week 6. By 10 weeks, the baby's teeth begin to form and it can move its head. By week 12, the baby has everything necessary to experience pain. At week 17, a baby can experience dreams. At week 20, an unborn baby can recognize his or her mother's voice. From 7 to 9 months, the baby can use 4 of 5 senses. It can hear, taste, see, and touch. And it can detect a mother's mood. These simple little facts would seem to make it almost impossible for us to see anything than what the psalmist described as fearfully and wonderfully made. And yet, all too often in our society and in our world, and even in our own minds, we hear tapes like, "I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not enough." We hear people that would classify others less than this wonderful child of God. As I drove on 315 in Columbus this last week, there was a young lady standing with a cardboard sign. I wasn't thinking about, should I extend money out the window to help her? I wasn't looking at the weather and the forecast and wondering where she would be in the midst of this storm. My heart was drawn to ask questions like, she's someone's daughter. She's a precious child to somebody. She's not reduced down to a cardboard sign. And I always want to be a part of a church that does not see merely a quick solution to the plight of human suffering, but that we would be engaged in every aspect and in every way in intentional patterns where shelters can be created that those who find themselves homeless can have hope, where kitchens can serve meals on a regular basis. And even though I'm not there every day, because I'm a part of a church that believes in a Christ who is the light of the world, I'm feeding those who would otherwise go hungry. And I would recognize that my neighbors aren't just some other classification, some other type of person, but that I recognize that they are God's created image. Every time I look into the mirror, I want the tapes in my head not to suggest all the negatives that society could sustain, but that I want to hear that voice of God that says, I knit you, not you. I knit you in your mother's womb. I searched you and know you. It does not matter where you go, the psalmist says. God's always seeking after us. Do we believe we're such a church? And do we want to be such a church in the world? Do you and I want to hunger and long for a day where everyone knows that it does not matter where they make their bed, whether it's in heaven or whether it's in the deepest part of Sheol, God is there. There is no place on our globe that is less than God's marvelous and beautiful and perfect place, where light would not want to shine into darkness. We might like to point out places of darkness, but that's the reason why Christ's light comes. That's why the psalmist says, even when we label it as hate, or we label it as injustice, or we label it as less than, God's Spirit still says it is light. Surely the darkness shall cover me and the light around me become night. But even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light to you. Do we serve such a God that makes us fearfully and wonderfully made? It would seem that even within our society and the rampant exposure to abortion and the loss of life, you and I might take for a moment, just a moment, to consider the work of God's redemptive hand. I was with two sisters this past week who were preparing for a memorial service for their mother, had entered into hospice care. Now, these sisters were at least my age, and they were sharing stories with one another. And one of them said, when I was about six, and then when I was in the sixth grade, do you remember when Mom took us to Maine to that summer camp where she worked as a nurse? Do you realize, the one sister said, that summer that we were up there, when I was in the sixth grade, do you realize that camp was for unwed mothers? And the other sister said, I never knew that. I just thought it was about horseback riding and swimming and fun. No, it was for those who found their life turned upside down and unprepared to be what God had established them in that moment to be. And that camp was a commitment of a woman and a mother who had traveled with her children some 17 hours, they accorded to me, just so that she could be a camp nurse for the summer and they could enjoy the bounty of that place. It does not matter where we find ourselves. God's Spirit is still there. It does not find who we see our neighbor to be. We must still understand, as the psalmist proclaims, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And our lives are to be called those moments of praise, an opportunity that we can say all too well, we know the work of your hand. In this moment, in this world, are we a part of a church that still sees it like it was in the moments when missionaries left Europe and started colonizing and moving Christianity to places and people that we believed were merely blank slates of human character? Or will we be willing to see our brothers and sisters on this globe as fearfully and wonderfully made? Not ones that we would impose our will or our purpose on, but ones that we would cherish God's redemptive and creative work in. It seems strange to me that the moment when we were the church so alive with mission work, we missed the understanding that those that we were going to serve were already knit together and known by a creative God. Maybe that's why now individuals out of Asia are coming to America to be missionaries among us, because they see us in need of knowing we're fearfully and wonderfully made. Maybe that's why individuals that are exploding in the church in China are sending missionaries to us, because they know we're fearfully and wonderfully made, and we need to know that redemptive God story. Maybe that's why individuals who are in Africa are coming to us to share with us the gospel story, because we simply see our neighbors as something less and not fearfully and wonderfully made. On this weekend, when the world can be seen in so many ways, when we can listen to so many messages in our hearts that say we're less than, may we hear the psalmist's voice who proclaims, "You know my thoughts from afar. You know me intimately well. You are the maker of heaven and earth, the light that is dawned into my darkness. And we behold God's glorious light. For you, friends, and all God's children are fearfully and wonderfully made."